God, fall on my knees and rise.
And we're back with Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Monique Donnelly, since Rod Schreckengaus happens to be out of town. So he's playing hooky out there. He'll be back next week, obviously, with us at a regular time.
Yes, celebrating his anniversary. Go Rod.
Yeah.
Love
so
that.
So get online, get connected at worshipfactory.net for networking for you Christian creatives out there that we want to support you and uplift you and encourage you, as we do on Worship Factory.
We have a rapper in the house today.
Ooh,
I think you're going to rap
rapper.
For us. Is this correct?
I don't know about that. I wanted you to know that you're doing so great. I mean, you've been so great. Thank you so much for being so encouraging.
You know, we've been so blessed by having Pastor Mike Hickerson in studio with us today, and often we don't get a chance to literally pick a pastor's brain about his direction that God has called him to as far as his preaching as well. And Mike's got an interesting take on that, and also an interesting way of reaching people, and just amazing, perfect timing for this time of our generation as well. Talk a little bit about that, Mike.
Well, there's two different ways to plant a church. Tell us about that. How did you guys start this church?
Well, there's probably multiple ways that you could plant a church.
Right.
And I don't know that there's right and wrong, but there's different ways that people have. There's things called the parachute drop, where you would drop, like me and my wife, in a city that we've never been, and hope that we build relationships and start a Bible study in your house, which is all good ways. And there's friends of mine that have done that, and I take my hat off to them. That's a really hard way to do it. And then there's like the beehive approach, kind of what we've taken with Real Life and Mission Church, is they invited us, like, come and hang out with us, and we will send you, we will have some people, we'll encourage you, we'll let you have a platform, we'll send you some money, we'll challenge people from our church to be a part of your launch team. And it just helps the church, in like for us in Ventura, start with momentum and people that are mature
and
can serve and just jump in. It's unbelievable. It's been an unbelievable beginning for us.
Great.
You know, part of what we're talking about, again, is, you know, the creative process is what we're all about at Worship Factory. And again, whether you're a pastor, whether you're a painter, whether you're a businessman, whatever you may be in your life, it is still a part of the creative process. And I think that we've got to be able to reach people at their level, wherever it is, as far as, and be able to reach them at a level that they understand as well. And I think, you know, it's so great. We were just talking about it between break. We were talking about the rap, as Monique said, the rap. it was all, any of you people out there that may have saw the YouTube experience.
Cheap.
I was in fourth grade, and I rewrote raps from popular bands like the Beastie Boys and sold them to my friends for 10 cents for popcorn money. That's what I did.
I would buy it for 10 cents.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a deal.
That's a steal.
And this is a pastor we're talking about, folks. This is Pastor Mike Hickerson that we're talking about, that's actually a rapper.
So what do you want the people of Ventura to know and recognize through Mission Church?
Yeah, what we would say is just Mission Church. At Mission Church, through Christ, there's hope for everyone. You know, there's lots of things that get overrated in this world, you know, movies, you know, music, you know, bands get overrated.
Certainly not your raps.
Not on my raps, for sure. They would never be overrated. But there's lots of things that get overrated, you know, where the movie's never as good as the previews, things like that.
Yeah.
But hope is not one of those things that ever gets overrated. Right. And we all need it, no matter where we are in life. Far from God, close to God, we all need hope. Hope is what inspires us to move forward.
A little bit about last Sunday's service. Once you get into it, I missed it. Sue went out, and we were talking about going out, actually going to Mission Church on Sunday at 9:30 over in Ventura, California, and didn't get a chance to. A little bit about your message as far as this past weekend up at Ventura?
Yeah, we decided that we'd start with a series called Vantage Point, and it was looking at the story of the prodigal son in Luke 15 from three different vantage points, from the three main characters, from the younger brother, from the older brother, and from the father. So this week we kicked off with the vantage point of the story from the younger brother, the runaway brother, the wild side walking brother, the one that wants to run away from the gate and never come home.
Yeah, well, that was an amazing series, and your wife actually taught one of those sermons. This is kind of one of those gray areas too, where, you know, I know there's some denominations that have an issue with women teaching. What is your theory on that?
Yeah, I would say that there are great people that line up differently theologically than I do on that, than we do. And I would say that it's clear that she is gifted and called
by
God.
Absolutely.
And
she's amazing.
And she is very humble, and she is stewarding her gift well. And me as her husband, and also one of the leaders of her, to be able to release her into the area that she's gifted, that's my role as a leader. And if you look contextually, I could argue some context and theologically from what Paul was saying around the New Testament letters, that there seems to be strong language around women. That's because women hadn't been allowed to be educated before, and were speaking up and being a distraction to a place.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's lots of things that we can have conversations about.
The denominational structure is pretty interesting, and how someone will interpret that, that's for sure. And we're listening to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Monique Donnelly and Pastor Mike Hickerson from the Mission Church in Ventura. And, you know, again, I think think that, so if someone comes to Mission Church, what will they see? What's the experience that they can look forward to over there, Mike?
Well, we meet in a movie theater, so that's unbelievably fun. The Mission Kids experience, so if you have kids up to fifth grade, that actually there is a daycare that is literally shares the parking lot with the movie theater. So there's a great experience for your kids at Mission Kids. And you walk in the movie theater, we have an area called On Mission. So we'd have coffee, donuts, and On Mission was where we want to be on mission for the city, for the church, and for the world. You'd walk in, and we'd have a countdown, walk in, get in a movie theater seat. We'd have music, worship, creative videos, teaching, all, you know, probably about an hour-ish long service. And then we challenge to go and be the church after we leave.
Be the church. Be the love church. That. You were talking earlier about, you know, giving, you know, opportunity to see movies as a family through your church. And there was a time when our church was passing out water bottles and just being a blessing to people, just showing love. And I think that's what sticks in people's mind when they were like, why are you being nice to me?
Exactly. Well, the church has always been the called out people of God. It's always been the people. And somehow we morphed it into being a building.
Yeah.
And the church has always been
and
the
rules.
People being the
yeah.
church where they live, you know, and yeah. taking the love of Christ where they live.
Right. And being the hands and the feet of Christ.
Absolutely.
Why Ventura when you think about all the places out there? I know we've talked a little bit about that, but what was the major calling of Ventura? What's the population like out there? What's the landscape?
There's
like?
120,000 people that live in Ventura. There's about 850,000 people that live in Ventura County, and 6%, and that holds in Ventura and in Ventura County, would affiliate themselves with Christ. And for us, that's just not okay.
Wow.
It's not okay that people are living beneath their privilege as a son or daughter of God and don't know and wouldn't call themselves a Christian. And so we just wanted to be able to help people find their way back to God. That's as simple as that.
How can we pray for you?
Yeah, I would say for wisdom, for just that we would have great wisdom, that we would have great discernment, that we would continue to have some maturity of leadership kind of grow amongst us so that we could be able to kind of steward and help care for and shepherd the people that got the messy people that God is calling our way. So,
all right. And I always like to ask this question. What are some God moments that you've seen happen in this process?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot. So yeah. You know, we were getting ready to buy all the sound equipment that you need to do church in a movie theater. And one of our friends that we were randomly connected to, of course it works that way, the day before we had to buy it, kind of said, hey, I've been feeling, this is going to be weird, but I think I'm supposed to like let you use our equipment that's everything that you would need for way cheaper than you would have to buy it for. Some of our friends that we've just randomly gotten connected with in Ventura, my neighbors, friends of our teams that have never been to church in their life, came on Sunday, our opening Sunday, and we're just planning on saying like, okay, because we're friends, I'll give it one shot, and just this is the most unbelievable thing I've ever had. I've got to come back and figure out how the story ends, because we're walking in Luke 15 and they've never heard it. And so that stuff like that is like, man, that's why we do what we do.
Exactly. That's awesome.
And you are listening to Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM. This is what we do. I mean, what Worship Factory has been called to do is to support those that are out there again. And this is what reason for our website, the reason for this radio show, is to support Christian creatives that are out there, whatever it is that they're doing. And a church by no means is no different as far as that goes. There are needs in the creative world as far as that goes. They need people to come into their AV department, perhaps. Maybe somebody out there's a camera op and, you know, you're looking for some place to, you know, maybe you're working professional and you're in the industry and essentially you've got some time on Sunday that you can come over and just grab a camera or, you know, run a mic or run a soundboard or whatever it may be, or, you know, jump in and get involved. I mean, there's so many ways to help in a church like this besides just prayer. Obviously enough, if you can't make it out and you are in the listening ear of this radio show, you can always pray for these churches that are rising up. And it's literally, when you talk about 6% in that area that are actually calling themselves Christians, it's really a mission field. I mean, without a doubt, it becomes, at that point, you see all that many people all over the place, and it's hard to believe that only 6% are living, breathing Christians or professing.
It's unbelievable, and that's why we named our church Mission Church. California's founded on 21 Spanish missions. The ninth is in Ventura, and for us, it's not okay that the missions are a tourist attraction now, and we want to kind of reclaim that you know,
right,
this is ground that the church was taking back in the day, and we want to take that ground back.
That's awesome.
You know, you also may want to help the church financially. Maybe it's something that, you know, that's out there that you, you know, you're looking for some place to put your funds that you've been blessed with or whatever, as far as that goes. I know that churches like this, when they're growing and they're just now starting, it's like anything else. They could use your support financially as well, as far as that goes, to keep them going and keep them growing, which is very important. So if you're in a position to be able to help the church financially as well, obviously enough, I'm sure they can they'd be glad to help you by giving you a tax deduction, as far as that goes, right off right there for you.
Absolutely. We have a lot of accountability financially with the management team that's in place and some church planning organizations. And, you know, the beginning of anything is a critical time financially. financially. So missionventura.com/give would give you all the information that you would need to know about that, or email info@missionventura.com with any questions.
And I can only tell you, coming from Real Life Church and just Pastor Rusty and Jeremy and everybody up there, the whole team up there at Real Life Church, you know, we just feel so blessed to have leadership that we are involved with every Sunday and every week and on and going, and just have such a heart. And for them to have endorsed you as far as that goes and said, you know, with Rusty giving you his blessing on you as far as for us, just is such an accountability factor for us to say, you know what, this is something that we need to get involved with. We need to help whatever it is that we can help out there, because these guys definitely are doing what God's called them do, which is absolutely amazing. It's incredible.
Yeah, and it's cool to see God work. Sometimes when we go, okay, God's given us a heart, God's given us, you know, a plan, but we see a lot of times obstacles in our way, and it's amazing that God will make a way where there seems to be no way, and that's kind of his thumbprint, where he's like, that's me, I'm making a way.
Yeah, absolutely, and it never shows up early.
No,
you know,
no.
Never shows up early. It's like building the faith, you know, along the way. Always right on time. Always right on time.
Right, right.
You know, we've had a chance to spend time with Pastor Mike Hickerson again from Ventura Church, Mission Church in Ventura. And again, get out there, get connected to worshipfactory.net for networking. I think it's really important for you creatives out there for us to continue to network together. It's so important for us to uplift and encourage each other. We can't stress it enough. There's, we want to pray for you. We want to be able to be there for you for support.
There's a place to, you can blog, upload photos. I saw some incredible photos that somebody uploaded the other day. So it's fun to see who's popping up there.
Byron.
And check it out. Checking it out, yeah.
It's amazing. Again, this is Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. We'll be right back with a little bit more of Mike Hickerson and actually our Exposed segment. Mike's going to stick around. Pastor Mike Hickerson is in studio with us. So we'll be right back with our Exposed segment here on Worship Factory. Get connected. Stay connected. Be right back.